CPV Radio, Central Texas.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. And remember, you're safer at home. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by Live 365 and this station.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. TPV Radio have an all-star lineup just for you. Sunday, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. Monday, It's the Grub at 12 p.m. The Reality Coach at 6 p.m. Tuesday, Victory Over the Weights of Life at 6 p.m. Friday, The Caribbean Pepper Pot at 8 p.m. Saturday, Brother Don presents at 4 p.m. Men, Let's Talk, every first Friday of the month at 4 p.m. TPV presents by appointment only. Coming to you on June 6th, it is our Saturday Buffet with Lorraine Brown at 12 p.m. Walk with me. Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio, the station for inspiration. You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of Life.
With Sis Diane LeBrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
Victory Over the Weight of Life with Sister Diane LeBrun.
Good evening to you. Welcome, welcome to Victory Over the Weights of Life. I am your host for the next hour. My name is Diane LeBrun, and I am so happy to be with you this evening. It is always a pleasure, and I even call it a privilege that I am with you and you take the time to be with me. So before I go any farther, can we invite the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us through this hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come, and first of all, Father, we want to thank you. We want to give you praise. We want to give you glory and honor, God, that is due unto your name. We want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you, God, that we have been blessed. We are in our right mind, God, and we are here to be together, even though, God, we are not in the same place. We are still together because there is no space in the spirit. So, Father, we invite you into this program today. Holy Spirit, we ask that you speak freely. Lord, have thine own way. Father, move on somebody's heart. Let somebody make the decision today, God, to give their soul to you, to live for you. Let you be their God. Let you be their king. Let you be their governor, their prime minister, their president. Let them put you, God, in absolute and all positions in their lives. Let you be the leader and the head of it. God, we want to live a life that is pleasing unto you. So we pray, Father, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Bless this radio station. Bless the man and the woman of God, Brother Chris and Sister Shanice. Cover them. Continue to meet their needs. Continue to minister to them. Continue to cover them under the blood of Jesus. And God, I thank you for them, and I bless your holy name. Thank you for everyone who's listening, Father. Thank you for the ones that's going to listen later. Speak a word tonight, Holy Spirit, and let it prick our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God again. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you. Happy Tuesday to you. Praise God. I always look forward to Tuesdays. And let me share a little something with you. I do get a little nervous because I get so excited, and I have so much to say, but I know y'all ain't got that kind of time, so I have to limit myself and be quiet and just let the Holy Spirit lead me so I am in order. Amen. If you are not following me, would you please go ahead and do that? If you are listening to me on the TPV Radio Network, would you click on Victory Over the Weights of Life? Would you give me thumbs up, and would you hit the follow button so every time I come on, you get a notification? Also, if you are not following me, would you please go to Facebook, Author Diane Lubrand. Follow me there. And if you would like to purchase any of my products, you can go to lubrandbooks.com or simply go to amazon.com, and there you can find my products. Again, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for loving me. I give God glory because I don't take this lightly. As always, Brother Chris, Sister Shanice, my heart is filled with thanks and gratitude because you guys took a chance on somebody who knew nothing about radio, and you guys gave me this platform so I can speak freely about Jesus Christ and his love, as well as giving me this platform to speak freely about domestic violence. So I want to thank God for y'all so very, very, very much. Amen. So I thank you. And again, you guys, tonight I just want to come and I just want to encourage your hearts tonight. Amen. I just want to talk to you out of my heart. There is so much that I would like to say to you, but I'm going to ask Holy Spirit to just filter out what he wants me to say to you in whatever capacity that he wants me to encourage your hearts. Amen. We are here in the state of Texas, and we were at 75% open, and this weekend we got pushed back to 50% because they said that the virus is coming back basically with a vengeance, and it is in the red state. So if you are in a red state, there are probably some changes going on in your state. And I have to say, when we look at the way our world is right now, it's very obvious the spirit of fear is running rampant, and there are so many people who are living in a place of fear, because I have to be honest with you, I am human. I heard certain things, and it made my heart kind of leap a little because I was like, oh, my God. And then I remember what Jesus told his disciples. Jesus reminded the disciples that these times are going to come. It is evident. It is expedient that these times come. But again, nothing happened unless God say it happened. But he told them, when you see these things begin to happen, he said, don't be afraid. He said, just look up, because your redemption, it draws nigh. Your Redeemer, Christ Jesus, who died on the cross for us, he is coming soon, and that is what gives us a blessed hope. There are so many people who don't have to, who don't, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, y'all. I was trying to do something. My bad. There are so many people who have no hope. And so many people, they put their hope and they put their hope in their money and they put their hope in their cars. And their hope was, when I retire, I've worked for 25, 30, 35 years, and I'm going to have a cushy, comfortable retirement, laying out on the beach, getting a suntan, drinking out of a coconut or whatever the retirement plans were. And now so many of us are seeing what we once had as this great dream, we're now seeing it going down, literally down the toilet. And a lot of people's hearts are wearing out, because the Bible did tell us that in the last days, the hearts of men is going to wax cold. Men's hearts are going to begin to give out. I remember at the earlier part, like March, I want to say, Lord Jesus, maybe beginning of March, when everything was about the corona and everything was shut down, I went in to see my doctor, and we were talking, and he said a couple of his patients said to him, you know what? He said, I've had friends who heard, listen to this, y'all, who heard about the coronavirus, and they got so afraid that they got heart attacks and died. And I am here to tell you, you have no reason to be that afraid, because Jesus said to us, he will never leave us nor forsake us, even when we are all alone. You might be listening to this radio station all by yourself. You might be listening to it all by yourself in your car, or you might be there at home by yourself. There are some people who are scared literally to death because people are dying. And I want to say to you, at no point in time, no point in your life have you ever been alone. There is no way God can love you so much and he leaves you alone. Yes, it is a scary time, but if we are in Christ Jesus, we have nothing to be afraid of, because Psalms 91 tells us none of these things will come nigh our dwelling. And if we can believe the word of God, he said he will give his angels charge over us to keep us, and not in some ways, not in a few ways, but he said in all of our ways, the angels he have assigned to us will always be with us. And for my heart goes out to the people who don't believe in God. My heart goes out to the atheists. My heart goes out to the people who willingly turn their backs on God, thinking by turning their back on God and going to the darkness, going to the devil, they really believe they're doing themselves a favor. The only person that gets a hurt when you turn your back on God is you. It's not fun. It's not happy. God doesn't like it, because he knows what the ending thereof will be. But I feel sorry for the ones who just say there is no God. How can you say there is no God? Think of that sun in the sky. Every day you wake up, whether it's cloudy or not, that sun is up there. Well, Diane, how do you know the sun is up there? Because he gave us the sun to give us light by day. So as long as you can see throughout the day, the sun is outshining. Who made that sun? Who told that sun to get up there and stay there? Who told the sun you must rotate around the earth? There is somebody who is great. There is somebody who is mighty. There is somebody who is amazing. There is somebody the dictionary does not have a word to describe, and his name is God. He is the one that created all things we see and even the things we don't see. So if that God is so concerned about the moon and about the stars, if he's so concerned that the air is right for the birds to fly, if he is so concerned that the clouds must obtain rain so it can come down and it can water the vegetation, how much more is he crazy about you? God loves us so much. He said the very hairs on your head He knows. That means when you comb your hair and a hair break or a few of them break or falls out or whatever, he can tell you exactly what number hair that is. I don't know about you, but if I know somebody is in love with me that much, I think I would take the time to sit down, to talk to him, to get to know him. Because we all are looking for something in these times. And the only one who got it is God. Is God. All the peace that we're looking for, it's in one place. People are looking for peace in a bottle. You will never find it there. Looking for peace in a packet of cigarettes, you will never find it there. In crack cocaine, in ecstasy, some are looking for it in sex. Whatever way you are looking for peace, if it's not in Christ Jesus, you do not have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Right now, the people who are not looking to the world, they are laughing. They are enjoying life, and some people might think, oh, what are you so happy about? Don't you see what the world is in, the state the world is in? Aren't you afraid? Aren't you nervous? And my answer is no. Behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Our God knows what's going on. And if he knows what's going on, if he's in control, and if he has promised me he will take care of me, I believe what he says. And because I believe what he says, why should I worry? And I am here because I just want to encourage you to just say to you, don't be afraid. God got you. See, sometimes we cannot trust God because we've trusted people before, and so many people let us down. So many people rejected us. So many people say, I give you my word. And when it came time for them to perform their word, they were ghosts. You couldn't find them. Can I tell you something? For somebody who have been wounded, who have been broken, who have been messed up, who have cried, I had to flip my pillows over and cry some more till I fall asleep. Can I tell you something? There is a man named Jesus. He will come to you wherever you are. See, some people wouldn't come to you when you are at the bottom of the barrel. But at the bottom of the barrel, he's there with you. In Psalms 139, David said, if I were to take the wings of the morning, and if I were to go into the deepest part of the ocean, David said, when I get there, he will be there. David said, even in hell, if I were to make my bed in hell, he is there. David said, I cannot go anywhere that you don't know where I am. So today I want to say to you, don't look at your government. Don't look at your president. Don't look at your prime minister. Don't look at the king and the queen. They don't have the answer. Everything you're looking for is in one person alone, and his name is Jesus. That's the only way we're going to overcome this mess that the world is in. And for some of us, I don't know about you. I don't know, but this is a very exciting time. I don't know about you, but for me, this is a very exciting time. Even though I woke up this morning and I heard we were going backwards and the things that are happening, and I'm like, God, because we were so used to how things were. We go back eight months ago. We were not thinking of this day today. 9, 10 months ago, people had their vacation set up. We were scheduled to go to St. Lucia. I was ready. And everything had to be shut down. And in my own little way, I was ready to go back to business as usual. I was ready to walk in and out of the store and just did the things that we had gotten so accustomed of doing. And every time we get too complacent, the Lord finds a way to shake us up. Every time we think we can do it without him, he will find a way to remind us, oh, no, baby, you can do nothing without without me. Everything we do, we need God. We cannot take a breath without God. You cannot blink your eyes without God. You cannot go to sleep and wake yourself up. You need God to come by and wake you up. He has to be the one to come and revive and resuscitate you. We cannot do anything without our God. We serve a big God. He loves us. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave the only son that he ever had. He gave him. Why? For us. He gave him for us so that we do not have to endure the heaviness and the burden and the pain and all these things that are going on right now. We have an advocate that we can call on, and he will make intercession for us. You guys, I'm telling you, if you don't know Jesus, if you've been listening to this radio station, if you've been listening to Brother Chris, if you've been listening to The Grub, if you've been listening to any one of the shows on this station right here, and if you've been hearing about God, and if you've been hearing about God, and you've never made a decision to give your life to him, the Bible says, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now, you might say, I've never heard him. How am I going to know when he's talking to me? You can hear me, can't you? You hear me coming loud and clear. Even with the accent, you still hear me coming in loud and clear, and you are understanding the words that are coming out of my mouth. Why? Not because I just like to talk, but God knew I got a big mouth, and he can use that big mouth to get to you. God knew today, June 30th, 2020, he knew you would be listening right now, or whatever day it is that you're listening. He knew you would be listening, and he knew you need this word. Don't give up. There are so many people who have committed suicide since this whole lockdown started. But the Lord showed me a while back, the world may be on lockdown, but in him, we are locked in. In him, we are locked in. So if we are locked in him, that's when you know Psalms 91 comes alive. Because we are locked in him, nothing can touch us. I don't care what the devil does, like the wolf and the three little pigs. He can huff, he can puff, he can try to blow your house down. He can't do it. You know why? Your house is covered under the blood of Jesus. And if you have not committed your house to be under the blood of Jesus, today I admonish you to do so. Because sooner or later, y'all, this world as we know it, you see it every day. This world is changing every day. You cannot believe anything you see on television. You cannot believe anything you hear people anybody who will not tell you what the true gospel of Jesus Christ is, you need to not listen to them. Because the spirit of the Antichrist is running wild in the world right now. You look, I see so many crooked prophets on Facebook. Oh, God, so many crooked people on Facebook telling you to sow, and when you sow, the Lord will give you a word, and when you sow, the Lord will save. And I never saw in the Bible, Jesus said, in order for you to come to me, in order for you to be saved, you have to pay money. I've never seen that. I do believe in sowing and reaping. I do believe in taking my tithes and giving the Lord an offering. I do believe in that, but I don't believe I need to pay nobody for my soul to be saved. Why? Because Jesus paid for my redemption. His blood is what was used to pay that I may be set free, that you may be set free. And if anybody is preaching anything to you except Jesus, You need to not listen to anybody tell you Jesus was not born of a Virgin Mary. Anybody tell you he's just a regular prophet. Anybody tell you, oh, he's just a man. Don't believe him. Anybody tell you Holy Spirit is not real. Anybody tell you he has no significance. The devil is a liar. Listen and listen. God is speaking very, very loud in this season. And as loud as he's speaking, the devil is doing everything he can to bring all kinds of distraction where you cannot hear him. But the Lord is putting us all in a place where we can hear him for ourselves. If you don't have a prayer life, you need to get a prayer life. And I'm not telling you go try to pray like nobody else. I know there are people who pray for an hour. I know there are people who pray for 2, 3, 4 hours. I'm going to be really, really clear with you. After 45 minutes to an hour, I think I done told God everything. Everything. Okay, so don't try to pray like nobody. Praying to God is simply a conversation. That means you talk, and then you wait and hear what he has to say. Now, are you going to hear him like you're hearing me? You may not, but a scripture will come to your mind, and he will be talking to you because his word is him. So in this time that the world is in this time where we don't have peace, ask Google. Give you all the scriptures on peace. Give you all the scriptures on the love of God towards you. Give you all the scriptures in joy, and you get in your word. And you immerse yourself in the word. And I guarantee you, the next time you see the lies and the fake news, whatever they want to call it, and people telling you this is not real and Jesus is not coming back, and don't believe them. Because one day, Matthew chapter 24 says, one day he will return as a thief in the night. He said to us, if you knew that the thief was coming, you would stay up and you would prepare your house. Let me put this in layman's term. If you know somebody is about to break in your house tonight, you're going to pull out your 9, your shotgun, your silver bat. You're going to be waiting on him to come. But he said he's coming as a thief in the night. We don't know what time. We don't know what day. We don't know what hour, but he encourages us to pray always. Pray without ceasing. The more we stay in God's presence, the less chatter from the enemy we will hear. The less our hearts are going to flutter. The less fear is going to come knocking on our door. We are living in a critical time. For those of us who are saved, we are looking forward to the return of Jesus, because I don't know about you. I've cried enough. I have had enough surgeries. I have hurt enough. I have gone without long enough. I don't know about you, but my God says to me, there is a day coming when he will wipe away all tears. I will never cry again, nor will you. We will never hunger. We will never thirst. We will never be sick, because for all eternity, we will be in the presence of the Almighty God. Those of you who don't know Jesus, I hate to tell you, baby, but that promise is not for you. The only way you can be with him, you have to surrender. You have to take up your cross, and you have to follow him. When you give your life to Christ, does that mean automatically, right away, everything is going to be peaches and cream? No. There are some things, the minute you come to God, he's going to take it away. And then there are some things he's going to have to work through you. He's going to have to work it out through you, because iron sharpens iron. There are some things you're going to have to do. There are some things he's going to put you in the fire, honey, and you're going to burn. Okay? But the burning is not to penalize you. The burning clean you up. It's to prepare you when he puts you in that furnace of fire, when Holy Spirit begin to deal with you, when he begin to show you how you are tripping yourself up, when he begin to say to you, if you would only do this, you would have a different outcome. But because we are so hard-headed, because we think we know what's best when you don't even know what's on the outside of your house if you're inside. But our God knows all. He sees all. And the only way we are going to have hope, the only way we can walk with a smile on our faces and our heads up, is to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your problem will not go away right away, but now you have somebody that can carry it for you. You have somebody that you can say, Lord, I don't know how to fix this. Lord, I don't know how to fix my children. Lord, I don't know how to fix my money. I don't know how to fix my marriage. God, I don't know anything. I need your help. And you give it to him. You don't give it to him, and then 5 minutes you go back, man, I wonder what I can do for some money. Man, I wonder. Once you give it to him, give it to him. He loves us. He will remove the yokes. He will remove the burdens. He will bring us to a place where we can sleep at night. There are some people you got to drink before you go to sleep. Some people got to get high before they go to sleep. Some people got to smoke a joint before they go to sleep. Some people go to sleep for 30 minutes. They wake up. They have no rest. They have no peace. The devil is tormenting them night and day. Day and night they are being tormented. Can I tell you something? I have not slept like I do now. I cannot tell you since when. I will wake up, go to the bathroom, come lay my head down, and I go right back to sleep. Why? I said, God, I can't fix it. I don't know nothing about what's going on with this corona, but he knows. See, this corona did not take God by surprise. When this outbreak started, you didn't see Jesus and the Father and Holy Spirit saying, come on, come on, we need to get in the conference room. We need to figure out how this thing is going to work out. Come on, come on. No, baby, it took us by surprise. But it did not take him by surprise. We may not know the ins and outs of it, but he knows the ins and outs. We may not know what to do, how to do it, what to do. But if we come to him, he told us like little children, and we cry out, Abba, Daddy, here I am. Here I am, Daddy. I don't have anything. All I have is me. So I give you me. As messed up as I am, you know all the good, the bad, the evil. You know everything about me. But all I have, God, is me. So I give you me. So in this day and time, I want you to be encouraged. In this day and time, I want you to know that nothing you can do can separate you from the love of God. I want you to know in this day and time, God will not allow anything to happen to you. Why? You have to remember this. Remember this. Remember, before the devil can do anything, before he can put his hand on you, don't you know he's a butler? He has to go to God and ask God, can he touch you? See, we make the devil bigger than he is. We've given him an ego that he should not have. So that's why when I talk about him, he's exactly that to me. Now, he's a dog. Matter of fact, he's less than a dog because the way I treat my dogs, I don't treat him like that. I want my dogs around. I don't want him around. So he's less than a dog. He's a nothing. Remember John 10:10, he tells us, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's why you got to go in prayer. And when you get in prayer, you wail on that sucker. You don't just come and, Lord, the devil is bothering. No, you tell him who you are. You let him know that you have dominion, you have the power, and you have the authority that was given to you, not by osmosis, but by the work that Christ Jesus did on the cross. And when we come to realize, when we come to realize that the devil, he can't do nothing to us, It puts you in a whole place. I used to wonder why some Christians used to walk around, some pastors used to walk around. I used to think, oh, they're well cocky. I used to think that they were arrogant and prideful. Then I come to realize they weren't arrogant. They just knew who they were. They just knew the power that Jesus had given them. They just knew as Holy Spirit dwells in you. They just came to realize the man I used to be before Christ, I'm not that same person anymore. I'm an entire new breed, a new species now that I have Christ and I have Holy Spirit on the inside. So we don't have to be afraid. There is nothing. Who was the president that said there is nothing to fear but fear itself? Now, I'm not telling you, because sometimes when you say don't be afraid, people just kind of throw caution to the wind. And I'm not saying just drive 140 miles an hour in high traffic. I'm not saying, but I'm saying that paralyzing fear that the devil want to come and tell you, oh, you ain't never going to be healed. Oh, look at your sister. God loves your sister more than he loves you, because look at you. God loves your brother more than he loves you. Look at you. That kind of fear where he paralyzes you, where he tells you you can't do anything, or you want to go back to night school, are you crazy? You barely graduated. You want to go back to school and get a degree? Oh, please, go sit down. You want to do what? You want to write a book? Ah, ha, ha, ha. You want to write a book? You don't even know where you put a comma. That kind of fear. He will come, and he will come to intimidate you, and he will come to put you in a place where you will listen more to him than the God that created us, that says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The God that tells us that greater is he that is in us than that lying devil that is in the world. We have to remember. And I cannot stop saying that, because I just feel that so deep in my spirit. I have to make you understand, God loves you. God loves you. God, creator of heaven and earth, he loves you. Sometimes we go through stuff and we blame it on the devil. But the reality is, because God was talking to us, we did not listen. We did our own thing. We got in a jam, and we blame the devil, when we need to start looking at ourselves sometimes and say, I did that. But even when we make these mistakes, and even when Holy Spirit bring it up to us and it say it was you, you told that lie, you took that stuff that did not belong to you, you went over there, you started that drama, you were the one who stole that stuff at work. When Holy Spirit starts to show us the things about us, we cannot be in a place and say no. We have to agree with him, because he cannot lie. And until we come to a place and we come to realize what God is taking us through is not because he hates us. It's because he loves us. You won't let your baby touch the hot stove. You will tell him, get out the kitchen, get out the kitchen, get out the kitchen, get out the kitchen. Because you know what that hot stove feels like. You don't want to see your baby cry. You don't want to see them in agony. The same way we feel about our babies, the same way we feel about our siblings. Don't you know God loves us even the more? Because let me tell you this. I love you, but I have one daughter. One daughter. Am I going to give her up for you? I'm pretty sure you don't even want me to answer that question, because I'm pretty sure you're going to answer it for yourself. Would I give up my only daughter for you? I got two sons. Would I give up one for you? And you turn around, you slap me, you kick me, you spit in my face, you wag your head at me, you call me all kind of names after all I done? Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I'll pray for you, but I'm not going to give up one of mine for you. But God didn't say that. He didn't say that. He looked down through eternity. He saw 2020, whatever is going to come in 2021, whatever is going to come in 2022, whatever is going to come until Christ returns. And he said, I love them so much. Even when I told Adam in the garden, don't eat of that fruit, don't eat of that tree, I still love them. Even when he committed high treason, I still, there's nothing you can do that will stop God from loving you. Nothing. To women who've had abortions, there's nothing you can do to make God not to love you. Because even after that abortion, the devil came and he still tormented you. What kind of Christian are you? Oh, I thought you said you love God. I thought you read your Bible. But look at you. Look at you. You got pregnant out of wedlock, honey? Let me tell you. When I got pregnant, I was a young girl. I gave birth to my son in 1989, 10 years old. And I learned later on in life, if you base your relationship with Christ the way church folks treat you, you will walk away from God. I had never seen more vicious people. I had never seen more hypocritical people. The very same people who had their hands raised, who were jumping up and down, who talked about me, this so-called evangelist. She even told me at the time I was pregnant, there was a, my adopted sister was pregnant. She was married. She got married and she got pregnant. Another family member in the church were pregnant. And I remember that lady came to me and she told me, God will love the children of the married women, but he will not love my son because he was basically, he was not conceived in marriage. When you hear stuff like that, that opens doors for the enemy to come to bring condemnation. So you had kids out of wedlock. Repent. Keep moving with God. You had an abortion. Repent. Now, I'm not telling y'all go out there and do this stuff. I'm not advocating double dub that, Brother Chris, dub that or something so they can hear. I am not advocating. But I'm saying if you've done it, if you've done it, if you have done that, if you have done that, if you have done that, there is forgiveness. Those who see in the church, I'm going to say that, then we're going to take a break because the Lord placed a song on my heart that I want to play for you guys just so you guys can just be encouraged. Don't let nobody take you out of God. I'm going to just say it like this. Don't let nobody take you out of God. I don't care where you're starting. If your prayer life is only 5 minutes, all you can say is, Lord, I thank you. Then you start there. Don't live your life to please nobody but God, especially in this season. Be authentic to yourself and to your God. It's okay to go to God and tell God what you've done. Even though he sees, he knows, he was right there, honey. You might have turned off that light in all your darkness. He saw you doing your thing. Okay? We cannot hide nothing from God. And for the church, we've now put some sins higher than some. Back in the day, the only sin you would hear about is adultery and fornication. Adultery and fornication. Adultery, fornication, abortion.
What?
Adultery, fornication, abortion. Then it was adultery, fornication, being a lesbian or a gay. And you don't hear too much of that anymore. You know why? It's in the pulpit. It's in the choir stand. It's not just only in the congregation. And that's why the church is in this place that we are right now, because we are more focused on judging others rather than doing what he told us to do. We have to work out our own salvation. We have to work it out. We don't work out nobody's salvation because our names are not Holy Ghost Junior. We did not die for nobody on no cross. We have no right to judge nobody, but yet it's going on in the world. I'm going to have Brother Chris play this song for you guys. We're going to come back. I'm going to encourage you a little bit. We're going to pray, and then I'm going to go on my way. And then I just pray the Lord continues to minister to you. This is Byron Cage. Brother Chris, thank you so much. You guys, listen to what God is saying to you today.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of War.
With Sis Diane LeBrand. Right now on TPV Radio.
Comes a time in every believer's life. The trials are going to come, but God said, I will not leave you comfortless. So be encouraged.
Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against. Which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, but thou, Lord, our shield for me, my glory, you lift my head, but thou, Lord, our shield for me, you're my glory, the lifter up of my. And he heard me out of his holy hill. I lay me down and I slept. I awaked for the Lord to save me. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory, you lift my head.
to take me out. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you, Jesus. He knows it. Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Radio Network.
This is Victory Over the Weight of Life with Sister Deanne Lebrun.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We have about 8 minutes left, y'all. And I hope that song blessed you, because if you listen to those words, if you want to read that Psalm number 3, the song is Psalm number 3. And the reason why I can stand here, and the reason why I can sit here, and the reason why I can tell you how good God is, because I know that for myself. See, the things that I went through, nobody told me about God. I had to go through and I had to find out for sure and for real and for true that God is real. When I had nobody, when I had no friends, when I had nobody to talk to, when I was walking around with my head down, feeling like dirt because I had a mother that would call me ugly, that told me how big my forehead is and how ugly my teeth were. When you come from a place of constant brokenness and defeat and rejection, you come to a place where you just don't care. And God came and he showed me he cared. He showed me, girl, you're not ugly. Girl, you know how bad. The Lord had to remind me that forehead that will cause my crown to sit really, really nice on my head. Amen. And only God can take what people call ugly and make beautiful. God will have you looking at yourself in a way you never thought. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care who called you what, going from domestic abuse, from sexual abuse, date rape, and for God to put me back together, there's nobody else I can give that credit to, because God did it. When I try to kill myself, God kept me. When I try to jump 20 floors, God kept me. When I try to throw myself out of the train in the tunnel, God kept me. I'm not telling you what my grandmama told me or what somebody else told me. That's how I am able to stand here today and tell you it does not matter what people say about you, what people think about you, as long as you know that you are the apple of his eye, as long as you know that God is thoroughly, completely, and 100% in love with you, that's all that's matter. I heard a song say, if I have Jesus, I got everything. I have everything. As long as I've got King Jesus, I got everything. And I'm telling you, you can have money, you can have houses, you can have cars, you can have everything. Without Jesus, you're broker than a joke. Because there is no place, no place for you if you don't give your life to Christ. But hell, people don't like to talk about hell. But it's real. But I'm going to keep talking to you about hell because I don't want to go to hell. I don't want none of my families to go to hell. Therefore, I don't want you to go to hell either. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come. Lord, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you, God, that you came, God, and you reminded us that you have loved us with an everlasting love. Father, I pray right now for that man or that woman, God, that is listening that don't know you. Father, I pray right now, God, that you begin to tug on the strings of their heart. Father, I pray tonight that you begin to knock on the doors of their heart. Father God, I pray tonight that you give them no rest and no peace. God, begin to aggravate and begin to agitate them, God, until they fall to their knees like Saul and ask, Lord, what will thou have me to do? God, I pray for everyone listening right now, the ones who have made the decision, God, it is for you we will live and it is for you we will die. God, strengthen us in our inner man. God, when we get weary, when we get tired, when the enemy come and he try to bring fear, when he come and he try to say to us, our bodies would not be healed, our children will not be saved. Lord, remind us that greater is you that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, we pray tonight that your peace will surround your people. Father, we pray tonight that you let your people know when they come to you, oh God, that they have nothing to worry about because you will keep watch over your people. You are our provider. You are our deliverer. You are our peace. You are our way maker, God. And even in all this darkness that this world is in right now, you are the light of the world. And as long as we are in you, God, we are walking in the light. So, Father, tonight we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Again, we pray that you bless this station. Brother Chris and Sister Shanice, I cover them now, God, under the blood of Jesus. God, I wrap them, oh God, in the Holy Ghost fire, God, that no evil, no sickness, no virus, no disease, no bacteria, God, will come nigh their dwelling, nor anyone else, God, on this radio station. Protect and cover their homes. Keep their families, oh God. Everyone listening, Jesus, let them have an experience with you today like they never had before. God, be real to them, like the nose on their faces. Show up, God, and shake them and wake them and let them know, God, you have loved them with an everlasting love. And there's nothing, God, that they've done, they are doing, or will do, God, will keep them from your love. So speak to the hearts of your people today, Father, I pray. Encourage them, Father God, I ask, in the mighty name of Jesus. I encourage you guys, hold on to God's unchanging hand. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never walk away from you. He will never turn his back on you. Never be afraid to come to your Father. He's standing there waiting on you. He's a gentleman. He's not going to push up on you. See, some of us went through rape and some of us went through abuse because people pushed up on us and they touched us in places and did things to us that was not in a place where we gave our okay. That's not God. He won't come until you invite him. So today I ask you that you invite him into your life. Ask him to be your God. Ask him to wash you of your sins. Repent. Let him know you cannot live this life without him. Let him know, God, I need you now more than I ever needed you before. And watch he show up, because he is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. You have been listening to author, speaker, and your host, Diane Liebrand. This is Victory Over the Weights of Life. Until we meet again next Tuesday, God bless you. I love you. Brother Chris, Sister Shanice, my heart, boop, boop, boop. Every heartbeat says I love you. Until we meet again, everybody, God bless you. Walk with me, family. Let's go. Good night, everybody.
We are a chosen generation.
We are a chosen generation,
called for to show.
Radio, Central Texas.